JFK Airport's last surviving icon is about to be demolished. The Worldport, later known as Terminal 3, was a significant operation hub for Pan American World Airways at JFK Airport. The airline had a large maintenance base, including Hangar 17, which supported its operations. Tower Air later took ownership of the building and used it as its headquarters, maintaining the iconic white and blue color scheme. In 2000, Tower Air went bankrupt and ceased all operations, leaving Hangar 17 unoccupied once again. The hangar sat abandoned for a brief period before being repurposed to store artifacts from the September 11 attacks in 2001. The artifacts stored in Hangar 17 include mangled debris, damaged first responder vehicles, and other relics from the tragic event. It took around 15 years to clear all of the artifacts from the building after its initial use. Despite the lack of a current purpose, Hangar 17 has persisted as a relic of Pan Am's aviation history. However, with JFK Airport embarking on a major refurbishment program, the hangar is set to be demolished in June 2026. The Port Authority's biggest refurbishment project in decades involves a new Terminal 1 and Terminal 6. The terminal will replace the former Terminal 1 building and consist of 23 gates, including 22 wide-body capable gates. Terminal 1 will be completed by 2030 and will be the largest international terminal in the U.S., occupying space formerly used by Terminal 1 and Terminal 2. The terminal will also feature an arrivals and departures hall with 14 gates located on the east side. Work is ongoing on a new Terminal 6, which will primarily serve a limited number of international carriers as well as JetBlue. The terminal will be fully connected to Terminal 5, allowing for easy airside transfers. The demolition of Hangar 17 marks the end of an era for JFK Airport's aviation history, and its replacement with a new Terminal 1 will further solidify the airport's position as a major hub in the U.S.